This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine had proven again it was able to take the initiative as it presses its unprecedented military incursion into Russia's Kursk region. He said in his nightly address to the nation, quote, "We have once again proven that in any situation we Ukrainians are able to achieve our goals. We are able to protect our interests and independence." Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western Russian of Kursk last week in a surprise operation that has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gain since 2022 after months on the back foot. Cracks are widening in a public dispute between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. AP correspondent Julia Frankel said on Tuesday the latest spat shows growing discontent with Netanyahu's handling the war at a sensitive time.
People are here bracing for a potential retaliatory strike by Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon for the assassination of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And the rift also comes as talks are set to convene on Thursday for another attempt to broker a ceasefire.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel. A U.S. State Department official said on Tuesday Qatar will seek to convince Hamas terrorists to participate in Thursday's peace talks over the war in Gaza. Hamas has so far declined to agree to take part in ceasefire negotiations, which take place amid fears that tensions between Israel and Iran could escalate following Israel's killing of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel said American efforts are focused on preventing greater violence and ending humanitarian suffering in the region. This is